You did get a haircut recently.
I did. Well, I didn't get one. I gave myself one because I'm cool like that.
We're going to do a mini episode that releases in between the weeks on beards.
Beards.
Just a stain.
And listener, mustachios.
You're listening to 10,000 Places, and we're about to broach a topic that we cannot stress the importance of enough.
No other Catholic podcasts actually touch this subject, as far as I know.
Yeah, and it's definitely, like, it's a needed topic. Like, people aren't engaging. I don't know why you're laughing. This is very, very serious. Dear listeners, we're here to talk to you about beards and mustaches.
Male facial hair.
We're here to sing the praises.
I just think that, okay, I'm gonna throw this out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think a man always looks better with a beard. Now, I don't mean the beard they can grow. Because that isn't clearly not true. But if they could grow a good beard,
they would look better.
They would look better.
My wife likes my beard.
You, I hate every time you shave it. Yeah. Not in the way your wife probably does, because I don't want to smooch you.
Yeah.
But you look so good with the beard, and then you shave it off every year. Well, like a fool.
I grow it for the winter, and I shave it for spring and summer.
I was wondering what your logic
was. You need to read Theology of the Body, because there's this whole section on men and beards.
Yeah.
There is?
No.
it's in C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
Is it? I don't even...
I'm going to say letter 19. It's shot in the dark. It's one of the middle to the late letters. There's 31 letters, chapters in this book.
He wasn't bearded. C.S. Lewis wasn't.
Yeah. So in this book, you don't know it. It's fictional advice given from a senior demon to a junior demon. And the whole point is a satire.
It's a brilliant book.
As a reader, I find out all of these personal foibles I have from the side of the demons. They think... keep the humans doing this because this is really bad for them and good for us. And think, I do that.
Yeah. It's a brilliant book.
He points out how it is that we have this new way of thinking about love in terms of being in love. And this isn't really, maybe Song of Songs, it's not really a biblical view of marriage that you have to be quote unquote in love. And he says in here, what we can do is we can get the man to think he is in love with someone because he's fallen for this formation that we've created through all of the dressmakers and actresses and magazine editors of the day.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
And so in the age of jazz, women's bodies were indistinguishable from those of adolescent boys.
What did they wear? Those
the flapper girl.
The flapper girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he points out, in this age, we've had women grow a distaste for male beards. And then in parentheses, Screwtape says, and it sounds silly, but you have no idea how much we've gotten out of that alone.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, 10,000 places indeed.
Yeah.
Beards are spiritual.
I would
actually, can find Christ in the beard.
I think the age of the beard is back.
Oh, for sure.
Especially in secular world.
Well, I was looking around at a recent meeting. All the guys had beards.
Yeah. There was a while where the unkempt indie beard was really in. Mm-hmm. And I never got for that. Even when I grow my beard long, I still keep it trimmed and looking good. I mean, I just had a long beard and I'm having that experience that I always have every time I trim my beard back to short, which is like, did I make a mistake? Should I have done that? Because I don't know if I should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to keep it.
You have a great beard, Justin.
Yeah, it bothers me if it gets a little too thick. So
how many listeners are we going to alienate with this weird
podcast
episode?
I don't know.
Mustaches, though, are very blue collar. I like a mustache.
Dude, you got to be a very particular kind of person that can pull it off. Otherwise, it looks like you're... And
it's kind of creepy to a lot of people.
It's creepy. Mm-hmm.
But
my dad did just a mustache for years.
Yeah.
My dad did too.
I mean, Thomas Selleck, I think that's the archetypal Platonic exemplar.
Yes.
Of mustache.
It's true.
Of male beauty with a mustache.
Yeah. You know, that guy looks great whether he's, you know, Remington Steele.
That was Pierce Brosnan.
Who?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
Or he's taking care of a baby. with two other completely incompetent men.
Three men and a baby.
Yeah. I need to go back and see if that movie was any good because it was a big hit, but nobody talks about it anymore.
It's been a while.
It has.
Maybe that's a sign that it wasn't very good.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying because everybody still talks about Princess Bride. Why?
Right,
because that movie's never going away. It's
timeless,
a classic. It's amazing. But nobody talks about Three Men and a Baby anymore. So maybe it's over. But
I need to run a test. If I have time at the end of my semester, if I have a random week, because this sometimes happens in high school, I might show them Princess Bride just to see.
I thought you were going to say you're going to shave your beard and just have a mustache.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I tried that once. No bueno.
Oh, I look terrible.
Yeah.
Well, because my mustache, it has my Mexicanity. No, you can, oh my gosh, it all you want, but it does. It's very
thin. It's
not
Mexicanity. It's Mexicanity. I made a joke about what is, never mind.
Anyway, my beard is slowly melting as the sun comes out.
It was a dad joke.
It was good.
And I'm getting, the mustache is coming next, so.
Dude.
I think Lewis can pull off a mustache.
He can. He can.
He fits in that category.
Dude, have you ever seen Lewis and his Mr. Miyagi get up?
No.
Oh, man. Just so you know, listeners, he is Asian. Okay, so.
Okinawan specific. Miyagi was a fictional Okinawan. I'm an actual.
Yeah, so you're even more real than he is.
He's Japanese. He wasn't Okinawan, so.
The actual Mr. Miyagi.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know he didn't know karate?
Oh.
Yeah, so he didn't know karate, but actually Ralph Macchio did or does, had some training in karate. So it was weird because they had to do lots of takes of Mr. Miyagi doing the martial arts scenes.
Yeah.
Because he actually wasn't trained.
Yeah.
But the boy that he's training in the movie actually did know some martial arts.
He had a good goatee going. I had something to say about mustaches and I can't remember what it is anymore.
Well, it was probably well sacrificed to Karate Kid because most topics are well sacrificed to Karate Kid. I haven't watched the new Karate Kid show though.
Yeah. I mean, it's brought things back and I know people who like it.
Not really doing.
Yeah, this is why culture is decadent at this point. We're not creating anything new.
Yeah,
yeah. I've heard
people my age are now in producer situations, and they're just rehashing the old stuff for the new people. So
yeah, I mean, it definitely is a reboot culture. Transformers and Turtles.
He-Man. He's on Netflix now.
He-Man's back.
Yeah,
I love He-Man.
Yeah, the kids go to Walmart and they look at the new toys. That's not He-Man. It's weird.
No, you have the real He-Mans.
Yeah.
I had all that stuff. I think I've talked about that in this podcast before.
Yeah.
There are things that I talk about a lot. There are my He-Man toys. There is my Mexican heritage. Mm-hmm. What else do I talk about a lot? The Trinity and general theology things.
Actually, in season one, had an editing ear for a while. You talked about aliens in the Vatican quite a bit, actually.
Really? Yeah. Well, I don't believe in it. Like, I don't make it sound like you talked about your crazy belief in the Vatican.
No,
aliens.
No, it was a running joke. I think I got to start talking about mustaches now.
Yeah, this is a very
your thing.
This is a very meta mini episode.
You know,
we're taking the listener behind the scenes.
It wasn't until you said that. Now you said meta, and now
not
we've got to
Facebook
go meta
sort of way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Dude, how are you going to take, like, that's so meta, and then name your company after it?
They've appropriated it.
They're meta.
I missed something.
Facebook is now meta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Facebook is, like, one of the things that Meta does. And Meta is this.
But it's also Instagram, WhatsApp.
Yeah, they own a bunch of social media. But, okay, check this out. Hold on to your beard, Lewis, because it's about to get crazy. They are creating a thing that is like supposedly an entire virtual reality world that you can inhabit. And Mark.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Good old Zuck gave a.
I don't think he would like that nickname.
10-minute like thing. And he's like, you can meet your friends. You can. Bring them over to talk to them, like, and everything. And he's like, you mean I can do all the things, but in virtual world instead of in real world where I can actually go do that in real life?
You like, can teach your students in the metaverse.
Right, you can change your clothes. You can. Are you kidding? I can do that now. I don't need the metaverse. And they're like, if you don't want someone to come into your house, you can block them. That's the least you could do is afford me privacy in my private space.
Your private metaverse.
It's so ridiculous.
Isn't that called World of Warcraft? Like, we already have this, don't we?
Oh, but they're trying to make it your everyday world. It's totally sinister. But here's the key. Here's the key, guys. Being bearded men... is a statement against this nonsense.
Does Mark Zuckerberg have a beard? He doesn't.
Of course he does not. Old Zuck is a beardless.
Zuck's our age, by the way.
I know.
You know, I never realized how many people, the political and cultural and financial bigwigs, no beards.
Yeah, they actually well,
that's
had
that, that's that 80s corporate look.
It's a policy for many of them. It's the reason why George Steinbrenner, if you play for the Yankees, you don't wear,
Don Mattingly got in trouble.
Well, you can have a mustache, but you can't have a beard. It's got to be neatly trimmed. Yeah,
he got suspended for a minute.
Did he?
Yeah, because he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Follow the policy.
But that comes from like Tom Monahan from Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza had the same policy.
Dude.
If you worked for the Ave Maria Foundation.
That is an anti-Christian policy.
Yeah. And then
Jesus had a beard.
Jesus, you know
but,
he
but
did.
I think it came,
although actually not all Jews had beards.
You know what it is? I think it came though from the military culture too.
There was a period where they did allow beards in the military.
Oh yeah, that's a more
It was in the 70s, I think, when they started saying you couldn't have beards.
Yeah, and it was for sanitary purposes, allegedly.
Dude.
You don't want to get lice.
I'll tell you how to not have an unsanitary beard. Wash it. They could have just instituted that policy.
Well, let's remember military people spend lots of time.
Right. That's true. But I don't know, man. I think the beard is the glory of the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's the honor and the glory of a mouse.
Yeah.
Reepy cheap.
I actually, this happened. Someone asked me,
"We're going to the
after mass the other day. What about that? Why do you have a beard in the wintertime?" And I told her, "Well, it keeps my face warm." And she said, "Really?" I said, "Well, think about it. You put a scarf in front of your face; it just stops the wind, doesn't it? My beard does the same thing." And she said, "Oh, wow. Why didn't God give women beards too?" Like she was down for it. Like she gets it. Yeah.
You know what? If he had, we'd be. You know, we'd probably be talking about how good those bearded women look. But he didn't, and so we are not. This is, of course, not a slam on anybody. And if there is a slam going on, it's for guys who don't wear beards. And if there is a situation where you can't wear a beard because your beard doesn't grow in well, you need to take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah. Well, this
need
is
to pray.
I mean, this is a tongue-in-cheek or beard on cheek.
That was really bad.
I'd say for many guys, you find yourself growing a beard as a man in your teens, 20s. And many of us, I was one of them, I thought, I can't. Like, anytime I started, I got really insecure about this looks weird and kind of.
I started with sideburns.
Yeah.
It
took
a long
time.
Then I moved into goatee. Yeah. And then I finally grew the beard.
I think my first couple beards, they kind of looked probably weird. And the beard actually gets better after you shave and grow another beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it was confidence. It was just, you know, it's going to look bad for most guys for 6 weeks. And it's hard not to take a razor.
Mine looks
to the face.
Not great right now.
I'm Italian. I can grow a beard in a week.
That's amazing. And I'm very jealous of it. And I've seen it happen. It's true. You can.
I had a math professor who, Pascal Bedrosian, he always had a beard. And one day I had him at 8 o'clock class. He shaved and he was it's like, wow, look at you. And I was also a math tutor. And at 3 o'clock, it was almost back. Like, seriously, it was not 5 o'clock.
That is for real.
He had a beard.
That is for real. Do you know there's like competitions and stuff? Like they're called beardsmen. And they actually, you're looking at me like this is fake. I am not making this up. There's like documentaries on it. There's a whole group of people who like they go to competitions and it's like any athlete. They make money by winning beard competitions. You can win like thousands of dollars for having a great beard. That's what they do. They're beardsmen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
There's this one guy who's like seriously into it. He's like one of the big subjects. It wasn't a very good documentary, but it was an interesting topic. And he makes sure he like runs every day and he takes all these vitamins and like his whole life is like ordered around making sure that he grows the best beard possible. And he's got a good one. Like it goes down to like his navel. It's a big long beard.
That's what I was going to say about mustaches.
Yeah.
So when my mustache gets so long, it's in the front of my mouth, like Friedrich Nietzsche. If you've ever seen a picture of him, he's got a mouse sitting on his lip.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And when that happens, I realize anyone who has a mustache like that, there is something mentally wrong with that person.
Yeah.
Because I'm eating I can't.
Yeah,
oh, honestly. Dude, the
first thing that gets
like,
true.
The moment it starts to poke over, it's like, I got to
when I had that
mustache.
Experience, as a philosopher, I got all kinds of opinions about Nietzsche, but I looked at him with new eyes, and I realized there's something about that man.
Oh, dude, you don't come up with that kind of philosophy that leads to nihilism. And you even know it's going to lead to nihilism and you're trying to think of everything that can stop it, like the transcendental horizon, which is really one of the stupidest things he ever came up with.
If I have to use one of my hands to hold my mustache up while I put food in my mouth, that's a problem.
Dude, so we need to recognize that when it comes to beards, there are limits. There are principles at work, okay? Mm-hmm. Beards are a complicated reality. You can't just grow a beard. But with the right training and the right formation and worldview, if you understand like the way that the world is as God has designed it, then you will understand the great glory of the beard, and that that is a glory that should be – the weight of the beard should not be taken lightly.
Yeah.
You know what this episode's reminding me of?
Beards.
Oh, you mean it's not a pitch for the Catholic Beer Bomb Company to sponsor us?
Dude, Catholic Beer Bomb Company, we're shouting out to you.
That's what we're doing.
Send us some bombs, and we could totally do segments. I got this new St. Nicholas bomb for Christmas. Yeah. Actually, I have it for a while.
You remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course.
It's a sleeper hit. It comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I saw it. It was great. I brought a friend to see it, and she's watching, and she says,
"Skills,
is this stoner humor? Is this going somewhere? What's happening?" And she waited until the movie just had to wash over her, and she saw it. It was just this movie.
It's just random ridiculousness.
Just this sweet movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was waiting for the other shoe to drop. She was waiting for the satire for someone to be. It was just a sweet movie. We're just like, we're not making fun of beards. This is just.
Yeah, no, and we're not making fun of it. No, yeah, we just love beards, man.
This is our Napoleon Dynamite episode. It just is.
I don't know if we've reached the glory of Napoleon Dynamite, but
aspiration.
No way in hell this is getting aired on Spoke Street. This is a straight to podcast episode.
They better air this. It's so beautiful. Listeners, thank you so much for this mini meta journey, mini meta meandering through the magnificent
world of mustaches and
beards. Beards.
Looking for another M, but that
didn't work. But hey, God created beards
and mullets. That's an M word.
Mm.
You always ruin everything.
I have the mullet is back among my high school students.
I know. I've seen it. So stupid. It wasn't good the first time, kiddos.
Not good the first time.
I don't mind it, but
no,
you just treated me like Toby from The Office.
Replete with the perm that goes with
oh,
mullet.
My listeners out there, if you're wearing a mullet, I don't take it back.
You need to
take it to the Lord.
Examine your life choices.
Examine your conscience. That's if you go to the
which commandment is that under in the catechism?
Dude, I'm telling you, if you get a real examination of conscience that's been approved by the magisterium, there will be a question, do you have a mullet? And are you repentant of that? All right, listeners, thank you so much for this short listening session. We hope you enjoyed it. And we're just praying for all those beards everywhere.
Give it a chance.
Just give it a chance and, you know, look into your heart. I feel like we should have Sarah McLachlan, you know, singing like, I will remember.
No, don't you? No one wants to hear me sing.
All right, good to see you guys. I'm Alex Gildner.
I'm Justin Aquila.
I thought you weren't going to sign on. I'm Lewis Pearson.
All right, see ya. Be bearded. Be well.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit spokestreet.com.